Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll talk to Gary Myers. You're wondering, Gary Myers. Well, he wrote a book, Brady vs. Belichick, The Dynasty Debate. He's a New York Times bestselling author. I want to get into Gary Myers' mind and see how much there are similarities in his opinion on Andy and Patrick as well when it comes to Belichick and Brady. So we'll talk to him at 8 o'clock. We'll give you an update on the poll question as well, as it is, who do the Chiefs fan base hate more these days, the Philadelphia Eagles or the Cincinnati Bengals? But the year is officially over for playoff contention for the Kansas City Royals. Don't forget, Matt Cotrero will join us at 9 o'clock here as well. But, you know, at the end of the year, once the playoffs are out, you know, you're playing for, you know, maybe incentives, maybe to prove a point. If you're Carter Jensen, Jack Caglione, if you missed J.J. Piccolo's interview yesterday with Cody and Gold, no guarantee that right field is Jack's next year. He's going to have to earn that as much as he probably should have to. Yep. It's what it sounded like, right? It's not just going to be like, all right, right field's Jack, center field's Kyle Isbell, left field is whoever. You kind of know where the infield's going to lie next year. I would assume it'll be Mikel, Bobby, Massey, Vinny, and then Sal. I would like to see the Royals and Sal restructure. I don't know if 13 or 18 million, 15 million.
There's a chance that they do restructure and get them down to 2 years, you know, and spread that kind of money out is kind of some of the stuff that I've heard. But I've also heard this cat wants to play till he's 40, man, and he's only 35. So
if he doesn't have to catch.
Yeah.
Because you have Carter Jensen.
That's
that'd
be
nice. Even if he only catches half the season, that's a huge upgrade for Salvador Perez, in my personal opinion. But you do get to the debate between, you know, people who is your, you know, Royals player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
There, I think, are a lot of candidates.
There really are, man.
Some of which would have been here, but unfortunately they didn't finish the season. You look at Cole Reagans. He missed so much time. Seth Lugo kind of fell off after the contract. Chris Bubich got hurt and they, you know, put him down to rest for the rest of the season. But there are a few names that I think you could have a very good debate on who the Royals player of the year in your opinion is.
It's Mikel Garcia for me, because I think for him, he's been the most consistent guy this season from first pitch to last pitch. I really enjoy watching him play. And he's one of those guys that I'm sure you all have this with an athlete where you believe during the course of a specific season or maybe a course of their career, you know, that they can do no wrong, that they're always going to come through and get that job done. And that's kind of the way I feel about Mikel Garcia. Not only has he got a really good bat, maybe even a better than average, better than good bat, not quite great yet, obviously, but better than good. And he's really a good defender too. So for me, he was the player of the year. I could also put Kyle Isbell on this list. I think when this season is all said and done and everybody kind of reflects a little bit, Kyle Isbell had himself one hell of a season. So those are the kind of the guys that I would look at. Bobby's an obvious answer, you know, for us. Vinny could be in that category as well. Hell, Salvi could be in that category. So to your point, Dusty, there's a lot, but I'm going with Mikel Garcia on this one.
Yeah, I think, I mean, again, maybe I take the high road, but to me, it's Bobby Witt Jr. And the reason I say that is because there was a lot of communication this year within the fan base that Bobby Witt Jr. was having an off year. Bobby Witt Jr. was having a down year. Well, Bobby Witt Jr. is going to finish third in the MLB AL MVP race. Bobby Witt Jr. is fourth in Major League Baseball in WAR. The names above him are Cal Raleigh, Aaron Judge, and Juan Soto. And I think he might have surpassed Juan Soto last night, because from what I looked at, Bobby Witt Jr. is a 6.7 and Juan Soto has a 6.4. So I don't know how that math maths, but Bobby Witt Jr., at least from the last I looked, was third. I did a little research this morning. It doesn't look like it's accurate, but I think it's Cal Raleigh, Aaron Judge, Bobby Witt Jr. That's just WAR. He's second in the major leagues, or in the AL, in hits. He has 44 doubles. That leads all of baseball. He had 6 triples, 23 home runs, 84 RBIs, and he led his team in batting average, a stat that has gone to the wayside, hitting .293.
Do you know how many guys last week were hitting over 300 in Major League Baseball?
Do you have the number?
I do have the number. Last week I looked.
I would say it's 8.
It is 8. Yeah. You nailed it. 8 people are hitting 300 or better in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, average is dead.
Yeah.
It's slug, it's OPB, it's war. But I
disagree with all that. I think batting average and on-base percentage are your two most important. You're getting on base, and that's what matters in baseball. And I know it's gone way of the dodo bird, but I'll never let that go. Batting average and on-base percentage, to me, are the two most important things that you can look at to determine whether a player is good or not. And to your point about Bobby Witt, I think people have unrealistic Patrick Mahomes expectations for this guy, right? Bobby had himself a great season. But he has to be exceptional for a lot of people for this team to make it into the postseason or whatever. He just needs some help, man. You get Bobby one more or two more bats in this lineup. This is a juggernaut, man. With this pitching staff that we have, get me a bat or two, and this thing's a juggernaut in Kansas City.
Yeah, he had his, Mahomes big year last year where he hit .332, slash .389, .588, .977. But again, this year, all the numbers are there to have a all-star MVP caliber year. And I think he will finish third in the AL MVP voting behind Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge, who now they're putting the stipulation on Cal Raleigh. Well, he's got to hit 60 home runs. Then he can be the MVP.
Why?
I was watching MLB Network last
Aaron
time.
Aaron Judge missed a month of the season, dude.
I mean, we can go to the DraftKings or FanDuel and look at the odds of who's going to win the MVP in the AL, and I bet Aaron Judge is the leader. Tied.
Can somebody tell me why? Can somebody offer that up? And don't tell me because he plays for the Yankees, because I will say then that's a lazy award. Because
he's got a better hitting line? Because if batting average is your thing, that you just banked on, Aaron Judge has a better batting average than Cal Raleigh.
Yeah.
He's on base more. He's, plays, I don't know, catcher, right field. You tell me which is more important to you. I don't know.
I think catcher is more important to me than right playing field. Right field. Right field was always the fat kid.
And it's a pop-up. Well, but in New York, obviously, a pop-up is a home run. But I think if you look at the odds, I'm pretty sure that Aaron Judge is still the leading candidate for the MVP award. But I think you look at Bobby Witt Jr.'s year, man, down year, .293, slashing .351, .502, .853, leads baseball in doubles with 44. Last year led baseball in hits. He has 176 hits this year, second in the AL. And still had one hell of a season. Probably, I would think, is going to win the Gold Glove at shortstop. We've seen too many highlight reels. Plus, now he's kind of in that groove where he's, 25, 26, 27. He's still in the nuts of his career where he'll just kind of maybe add those up as well. But again, this team, he's 6.7 in wins against replacement. So, not a lot of people play outside of Bobby Witt Jr. But again, you look at what he does at shortstop. You look at how he played this year. And with everything that was against this team, he still was the best player on this team with a lot of statistical category leads with the doubles, with the hits, with the average, with the defensive grade, all that sort of stuff. It's far and away. Michael Garcia had a great season. He's a love story, I think. He's a guy that last year struggled insanely, came back this year, listened to the Hall of Famer and George Brett. You saw where that went. MJ Melendez, rumored to not really listen to what people had to say. You see where his career or where his season
ended. Well, I don't think it was a rumor when George Brett
literally told us on the show. And then you look at Vinny Pasquantino. I would argue that Vinny's one of those guys. The mouthpiece, the bat, the power numbers, all of that. And if Vinny Pasquantino is going to be that guy at the age of 27 for the next 3 years, it's going to hit 260, 30, and 100, sign me up. What Sal's going to do moving forward, I don't know. He surprised me this year with the offensive production that he ended up with late, but it was a little too late.
Was late for everybody from an offensive production standpoint.
Minus the guy that I mentioned, which is Bobby Witt Jr., who was there from opening day till 162.
Didn't he go a little bit of a swoon, though, in June with the rest of them?
But I think it still almost hit 300.
Yeah.
Or is going close to hitting 300.
I think what it shows you, though, we talk about football all the time being the ultimate team sport. Baseball is the ultimate team sport. Everybody wants to tell me that baseball is an individual sport all the time, right? Oh, it's an individual sport. It's just a bunch of individuals out there. No, it really isn't, because in the NFL, if you have a good quarterback, like we've seen, like what Patrick Mahomes is doing right now for the Chiefs and what Josh Allen is doing right now for Buffalo, those individuals can single-handedly lead your team to a victory. As good as Bobby Witt and Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge are, they still can't single-handedly lead your team to unless they have one of those massive nights, which is very rare. Every Sunday, the quarterback basically can lead his team to a victory in the NFL. And that's why it's important to go out there this offseason and be very, very, very particular in who you're able to bring in here as a bat to give Bobby that help in the lineup. Because I do think one more bat, and we're talking about a team that's in the postseason, and based on the way that the Tigers have fallen apart right now, we're probably talking about a team that may be in contention for a division championship right now. That's how razor thin the margins are in baseball, and that's why you have to go out there. And yeah, you may have to deal Noah Cameron this offseason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So what? It's the perfect time to trade that guy. We don't know if he's ever going to have a season like this again. He's a hot commodity. Trade him right now and get a bat back in return, because that will take you over the top. You've got a great amount of starters in your rotation right now. 7 or 8 of these guys. You've got the collateral. They will deal one of those starters. I believe Noah Cameron has the best chance to bring them the most back in return, and I'm excited for that this offseason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.